Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is using advanced integration services for business process design. Today's presenter is Pratima Ahuja. Pratima works in the business process modeling support team. Her role is to help customers troubleshoot issues related to usage of the business process modeling suite of products. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Pratima. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. Like David said, the agenda for the topic for today is advanced integration services in Business Process Manager, starting with version 7.5 and beyond. We recently released version 8, but the functionality between the two releases remains more or less the same. So what I'm covering is basically the advanced integration services and how they are modeled and used in Business Process Manager. So on to slide number 2, please, David. Okay, so the agenda is basically to talk and give an overview of what the advanced integration service is, how we can build an advanced integration service, and some of the terminology surrounding it. We will also talk about process center, process designer, integration designer, and how they interact in the development of an advanced integration service. We will also look at the different approaches of designing an advanced integration service. What are the design paradigms that you can follow? Typically, there are two approaches, top-down approach and bottom-up approach. And we'll talk about how to do that and what it means from a design perspective of a business process. On to the next slide, please, David, slide number 3. So what is an advanced integration service? An advanced integration service is basically a service that encapsulates some kind of functionality that you can call from a component. So in this particular case, it contains some kind of business logic that is self-contained. So you could have something like a Beeple process or a Java module, which you need to call from an external business process so that you can modularize your business scenarios. So as I said before, there are two approaches to building the advanced integration service, top-down and bottom-up. And we'll first look at the top-down approach. But before we go on to that, I would like to talk a little bit about the different features which are involved in basically designing using the top-down and bottom-up approach. And that is on slide number 4. So slide number 4, please, David. I'm sure that all of you are pretty familiar with the Business Process Manager suite of products. So some of this may be already known to you and is quite rudimentary. So in BPM 7.5, we have something known as the Process Center. And the Process Center is basically a repository that holds all the artifacts that are used in a business process. It enables you to run the business process in Process Designer as you develop the business process through something known as a playback server. And after you're done with the design of the business process and you are satisfied with what you have built, you are able to deploy the process to a process server, which is basically the runtime which will enable the execution of the business process in a production type of environment. The role of the process center is to act as an intermediary, and it enables interaction between the IBM process designer and the IBM integration designer. So when changes are done to either of those, and with that I mean the process designer or the integration designer, the changes are synced by the process center so that each of them can grab those changes and then be able to utilize the services that have been provided or implemented. So both the process designer and integration designer connect to the process center to deliver and publish changes that they have made. And typically what you will see is when you first connect to the IBM process designer, there will be a prompt to specify the URL for the process center. And that is the URL based on your installation, so your machine name and the port number followed by the process center. So if you specify the machine name as localhost, then the URL would be something like HTTP localhost with the port followed by the port number and then slash process center. So this is something that both the process designer and integration designer would specify when they are first launched to establish that connection with the process center. And before you do all this, of course, you need to make sure that your process center server is up and running so that both the integration process designer and integration designer can connect to it. Okay, on to the next slide, please. Slide number 5, David. So after you've established connection to the process center and have launched the process designer, you will be able to import a process application in the process designer. So if you see on this screen, there are options to either import an existing process application or create a new process application. Typically, process applications are saved with the TWX extension. So any file that has a business process can be imported as long as it is saved with the TWX extension. And from the process center, you also have the capability of exporting a business process that is existing and saving it as a TWX file so that it can be imported later on by someone else who doesn't have access to it. So this is the first screen, and then you will see different tabs on the top, which are self-explanatory. So basically, on the left is the process apps, which are available. You also are able to import toolkits. Toolkits are also saved with the TWX extension and typically contain reusable components that are shared across different process apps. So toolkits may contain XSDs. They may contain implementations. They may contain reusable components, basically, that are to be shared across components. So it's like a shared library. On the servers tab, you have the servers that are associated with a process center. So like I was saying before, when you are done with your business process design and you are ready to deploy it, the runtime for the deployment is a process server, which is associated with that, with a process center. So your deployment environment would be the server that you would be deploying this, the application that you have developed in a runtime environment. And under the admin tab, you have administrative functions for adding groups, adding users, and configuring roles related to the business process. So in your business process, if you have different activities and you want to assign activities to different groups of users based on what kind of role they have, then from the admin tab, you can create those group of users for use in the business process. To slide number 6. In a top-down approach, basically what you are doing is you are starting from the process designer. And in the process designer, you will design the advanced integration service by specifying the inputs and outputs to the implementation. So it's basically a placeholder for the advanced integration service that will be developed later in integration designer. So the first step is basically just defining the service and defining what the inputs and outputs will be to that service. And then your job in the process designer is basically done. And then you would go on to the integration designer, and you would then work with the unimplemented advanced integration service and provide the implementation. And once you are done with that, you would then publish the implementation to the process center. This will be more clear with the few screenshots which I have on future slides. So basically, once you have you're done with the implementation, you would publish the changes to the process center, and then when you publish them to the Process Center, the Process Center repository basically has those artifacts now, and they become available to the process designer for use and playback for testing the business process. On to the next slide, please, David, slide number 7. So slide number 7 shows a process application in Process Designer, and you can see it consists of different lanes and activities. So each of those lanes basically consists of activities, and those activities can be manual tasks like coaches, or it can be an automated activity, which usually goes into the system lane. And you can specify the implementation of each of those activities by selecting it and looking at the view in the bottom, where you can select the implementation and choose the type of implementation that you want for that particular activity. So in a case where you already defined an advanced integration service which has been made available to the process designer, you would select the activity, and then you would go to the implementation, and then from the implementation, you would be able to select the advanced integration service. Slide number 8, please. So slide number 8 shows the inputs and outputs for an advanced integration service that will be developed later. So this is as simple as basically choosing the types for the inputs and outputs. So typically, if you have an advanced integration service, at least one of your inputs and outputs would contain some kind of complex type which was defined in the business process. So basically, you can select the types from the list on the left, and then it'll show you a drop-down of the different types that are available. And you would select those types, and then the inputs and outputs would get added to the interface. Slide number 9, please, David. As slide number 9 shows, here we are in the IBM Integration Designer view. And what we have done basically is taken the same set of inputs and outputs, and we are going to be implementing a business process execution language, a BPEL. So on the left-hand side, you will see that in Integration Designer, it is showing the advanced integration service that we designed in IBM Process Designer as unimplemented. So you can right-click on that, and then you would be first prompted to select the type of the implementation. So in this particular case, I selected the type of implementation as a microflow or a short running BPEL process. And here I have actually designed the BPEL process and implemented the unimplemented advanced integration service, basically. So this would be the integration service that would be called from the process designer. So once I've done that, if you would go to slide number 10, please, David. So once I've done that, I need to deliver my changes back to the process center. So what I do is I select in the left-hand view of the IBM Integration Designer on top of the Advanced Integration Services, the name of the process, I select it, and I say refresh and publish changes to send the changes to the Process Center. Slide number 11, please, David. So the next slide basically shows the view from the IBM Process Designer. It allows you to choose the advanced integration service that you want to be called from within your process business process application in the IBM Process Designer. And that is all it takes for being able to define, implement, and use the advanced integration service from the Process Designer. So that was one of the ways of going about it using the top-down approach. The next approach, or another approach of being able to implement and use an advanced integration service, is by using the bottom-up approach. So next slide, please. Slide number 12, David. So in a bottom-up approach, we have the opposite of top-down approach, as the name suggests. So basically, in a bottom-up approach, what happens is that you already have the implementation existing. So you may have a business process which encapsulates some kind of functionality which you want to use from a business process application in Process Designer. So an example of this would be, for instance, if you have some kind of business process execution language which has everything that you need. However, what you need is some kind of manual task which is needed prior to the business process execution language execution. So basically you need some kind of human intervention to launch the business process, the BPL in this case. So that is a scenario where you could be using a bottom-up approach where you need some kind of human intervention in the sense of launching a coach which would invoke a business process which contains your business logic. So what you would do in this case is that you would expose your BPEL as an export so that it is available to the process designer. And you do that basically by going into the assembly diagram of an integration designer. And it gives you a view of the integration components of the project. And as you can see here, that this business process is wired to other services that are invoked as part of the business process execution. And then to make this business process visible to the process designer, you basically generate the binding. So the export in this case uses an advanced integration binding and becomes available for use to the process designer. So because you have done that, so when you go to the IBM Process Designer, you would be able to select the advanced integration service, something which I showed on a previous slide, which was slide number 11. So slide number 13, please, David. So this basically sums up the bottom-up approach, this particular slide. So you design and develop the advanced integration service, and if it is already available, then you expose the service, and you deliver the interface and implementation to Process Designer once again by publishing the changes to the Process Center. And then in the IBM Process Designer, you define a business process that uses the advanced integration service. And in the Process Designer, when you are going to select the advanced integration service, it'll show you the name of the advanced integration service, like I showed on slide 11, and it would contain whatever you modeled in the integration designer and exposed. I also show that on slide number 14. Here you can see that in the activity wizard, you can select an existing service, which in this case is the BPEL process, which was exposed. Okay, slide number 15, please, David. So slide number 15 shows a playback view in IBM Process Designer. So as you all may have already done this, so basically, as you model your business processes, they become available they are saved to the repository, Process Center repository, and they also become available as a result of deployment to the Process Center. So when you are ready to test what you have developed, you can basically select icons. If you look on the top right here, there are some icons for playing the business process, and you can select to first create an instance of the business process, and once you have created an instance, you can see the token moving from one activity to another. And on the right-hand side, if you select that particular activity, you can refresh it and select the play button again for it to advance to the next activity or next task that has become available. So if you were testing a playback of an advanced integration service, you would see, since these services are automatic, you would see it complete after launching of the business, after creation of the instance of the business process. If there is an AIS, then it would move to the execution of the AIS and go on to the next activity that becomes available while traversing the business process. Okay, slide number 16, please, David. So, like I mentioned before, business processes are available for playback on the Process Center, which is more like an integrated development environment. But typically, customers want to be deploying their process applications to a process server in a test and production kind of environment where these processes are executed by the process server. So, like this screen shows, the Servers tab shows the available process servers that are associated with this particular process center. So there is one server right now, and this is the runtime server to which the application can be deployed. You also have the capability of deploying applications to an offline server through some command line arguments, and later on converting that offline server to an online server. So the status of this particular server is showing as offline right now, but in order to be able to deploy to this server, you can either deploy in offline mode, or you could start the process server from the command line, and then once the server comes online, you can deploy your application to the process server. So Process Center is also gives us the capability of creating snapshots of the application of the business process. So from within the business process, you can create different versions of your application if the business logic has changes on a continuous basis, or if you want to test some particular functionality and see how it works. So you have the option of creating individual snapshots which may differ in terms of business logic, and deploying each of those different snapshots to the process server, much like versioning that we use in WPS, in the WebSphere process server. Okay, slide number 17, please, David. So as all of you may know, the BPM enables us to capture different levels of trace with respect to specific components, and when there are issues with the business process execution or if the behavior is not as expected, typically in the support group we are asked to send a detailed trace level strings to the customer so they can enable enhanced logging to the trace files that are generated by the server, both the WebSphere process server and the WebSphere application server. So if you have an advanced integration service, then there is a trace string that you can enable to see more detailed logging in the logs with respect to what is happening with the business process which contains the AIS, which may give us a clue as to what may be going wrong and if there is something that we can spot in the logs which we can then relay to the customer. So this is the trace string for the applications with AIS. It's beneficial to enable this trace string if you have an AIS that is not functioning as it should. And the way you do that is going to the logging and tracing section of the server and changing the log level details and adding the trace strings. So the components of the trace are separated by semicolons, and you can add as many components as you wish, and you can also have a capability of choosing from the button which shows the plus sign and then being able to select different components. Okay, slide number 18, please, David. So this slide shows a list of resources for additional information. And there are also some more resources, as you all may know about the IBM Info Center, and we also have a couple of samples available in the samples page for creating different types of functionality with the Business Process Manager. And that's basically it. Over to you, David.
Thanks, Pratima, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE Subscribe to get a list of mailing lists. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We do welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. We will now move on to the question and answer session. At this time, Judy, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Sir, at this time I show no questions.
Thank you, Judy. I also don't see any questions in the group chat. So, at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your feedback and hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Pratima, for presenting.
Thank you.